Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast where your host Diamond and Silk and Silk Oh Silk.
Diamond Oh Diamond.
Oh, a lot to talk about, but before we get started, I want you to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast.
Uh-huh.
So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of all of that censorship going on a social media platform, then join Diamond and Silk new social media platform called Chatit, chatdit.com.
Well, Silk, I'm telling you, I'm really loving these conversations with people.
Yes.
Now, today we have something very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes if you can't beat them, you have to join them.
That's right.
Well, you all, somebody has joined the ranks.
Yes.
Of some things, and some things is about to jump off for the good of conservatives.
Yes.
So without further ado, let's go in and let me show you all what we're talking about.
That's right.
Okay, y'all. So I know that I used to say this here, China, China, there's nothing that ever been finer, but we can't use China no more because you know what's happening with China. So on the show today is Antonio Sabato. He's the CEO of Conflix Studios.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the show, Antonio Sabato.
Yes.
Antonio.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing
amazing,
wonderful.
Amazing.
Okay. So, Antonio,
yes,
I am hearing about you have something that's not a Netflix,
right,
but it's for conservative and it's called Conflix.
Right.
Please, first of all, I want to know what was the inspiration behind putting all of this together?
Well, God came to me last year. It's all a spiritual thing. It's all for the Lord Jesus Christ right now. And last year he came to me and gave me a good project to start called Trailblazers, which is a Western that is going to have God versus evil in a Western town, action adventures, a trilogy. And we're starting the first film this summer in July and August. We're looking for locations all around the country. A Western town is going to give us everything we need. So, but out of that, we build, I was able to build a studio, a film and television studio called Conflix Studios. You can go to conflictstudios.com and just leave us your email because we're building a huge coalition that a year from now is going to be able to log in and watch all kinds of family movies, adventure films, all for God, for the glory of God, for patriotism, for our flag, for our cops, our military, and so much more. So we're building something really good. God gave me so much to do, and I have a great team of people, my partners, investors are coming on right now. A lot of people want to be involved in this. And
wow.
So I have my own studio right now that's going to help a lot of folks, a lot of American families, and we're going to be based, we're going to base it in Florida, in Tarpon Springs, right outside of Tampa. But for now, we're building Trailblazers, which is the film that we're going to start the studio with this summer. It's a Western.
Wow. So you was out in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And you used to be a big star out there. Sort of tell our audience about Hollywood and how because of your conservative views, because you're patriotic, the things that they did.
Well, it's not only about being a conservative, and it's just about anything that you disagree with them on. So it could be anything. So as long as you're with them 100%, you're good. But if you step out and you have your own opinion, that's why I wear this hat, because lions, not sheep. We don't follow. We just lead. And at the end of the day, you got to make your own decisions based on your own morals and integrity as a person. But Hollywood is forcing you to make not only not your decisions, but their decisions about everything. About the projects you do, who you hang out with, what kind of views you have, and that's wrong. So my studio is welcoming everybody. It's not a political studio. We're not here to judge whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. We're here to let you in as an American, as a human being, with your individuality and your specialness to it, because God made us unique. And so we're giving a place, an arc, if you say, like a castle, a protection for all these folks that just want to get away from that kind of lifestyle. Because they just want to go to work and make movies and television shows. I mean, first there was cop shows. Now they get rid of the cop shows. Then they get rid of political shows that kind of promote the flag and our country. Now you get rid of this, you get rid of that. It becomes a socialist way. Look what they've done for the Academy Awards. Now you got to make these movies that are this way versus that way. No, we want to make movies about real stories, real events that support our country, support God, and so much more. And that's what the studio is about. And so we've been working day in and day out to create it. We want you guys to be involved, you two, because I want to create a show on you guys that should be on the air, not on YouTube, but on the air. And we're going to have it on our network, which is Conflict Studios. You'll be able to log in and watch all the content there. So you're not going to need anybody. You're not going to need Disney. You're not going to need this network. You're just going to be there safe and sound. And that's what God wanted me to do.
So far, so good.
So, Antonio, what do you think about a cartoon series of Diamond and Silk?
Like
the adventure of Diamond and Silk.
Yeah, we got that. I mean, animation is something that I want to do, just really positive shows that showcase the Lord and family values and sitting down and watching stuff with your family and your kids. You know, we used to have those kinds of things.
After-school specials
and so much more. All that is gone.
All of that is gone. And it really hurts our society with us not seeing the family sit down and have dinner or the family going to church. It's like these things are hurting our society.
Yeah.
And if you look at what they're doing now in the midst of a pandemic, they want you to stay 6 feet apart. You can't talk to anybody. You can't go to church. They don't want our children going to school. This is almost like this is socialism that we're living in right now. It's like we're becoming prisoners right here in our own homes. They don't have to go throw us in jail. They just make you a prisoner right here in your own home.
It is so refreshing
to know that we don't have to deal with Hollywood. I don't have to deal with the Netflix that I can find awesome shows, wholesome shows.
That's relatable to me.
Right. That I can show my nieces or my nephews that's younger, little children, where they can sit there comfortably or we can watch a family movie and not have to see obscene, silly stuff.
Because right now it seems and it appears like they want to keep everybody stuck on reality TV so that you won't see the reality of your circumstance.
Right.
They want to keep you focused on something else. And we do need a place where we can go and see good, sound, educational movies and series and TV series so that the morals and the values where we grew up on, our children and children can also have something to grow up on.
That's right.
Yeah, and also doing shows that, movies and television shows that are honest to the truth of what happened, facts, not changing the history and changing our books. I mean, first there was the Bible. You don't want to teach that. Then you don't want to touch the Pledge of Allegiance. Then you don't want to do this. You don't want to support our flag. You don't want to support our cops. You don't want, it's a line of things and it just keeps adding up. And it takes away our First Amendment. It takes away what we stand for, our Constitution. And they're just dissecting it and it's just not right. So in my studio and in the People Studio in Conflict Studios, we're creating something that when you log in and you watch these shows, you can have an R-rated action adventure for adults that maybe want to see God, being the protagonist in a film on a TV show. Then you can go and switch over and watch animation that is PG, that is, related to our country, kids, whatever, their future. Mm-hmm. So we want to create a place that it used to be like that because, film studios back in the day, Disney, when he started, he was a conservative. He was somebody that said, I'm going to help America. I want people to get out from this turmoil, from sadness and just get out and just be entertained from something that, maybe could pull you out and just make you feel better. Now it's always a story. Hollywood is telling you a story, how to live your life, how to be, how to do this, how to do it. We don't want to go to school. We want to be entertained. We want to get, and why not do it while we support our country and support the land that we live in? Because our land is one, it's unique. It's one that stands on its own. So we're so proud. We want to have you on board. We're asking everybody to come on board. And we're just going to build this. And a year from now, it's going to be great.
So let me ask you this. So with the films and stuff that you are creating, now, will any of these be seen in like the movie theaters?
Yeah. Trailblazers, the feature film, is a trilogy. We have Scott Baio. We have Kevin Sorbo. We have a list of people. Everybody who's, God came to me and said, you know what? You were blacklisted for no reason, just because you support a different president or you support being a, whatever it is, you're being blacklisted. And it's not a good reason to blacklist people, right? Mm-hmm. So go after and hire people that felt the same way, that fell in the hole, that were tossed on the sideline. So I hired everybody who really need a second chance, because God wants us to do that. He wants us to step out and be bold as Christians and go, you know what? You're not scared of these people.
Yeah.
You're a good person. I love my family. I love my country. But where do we go? How do I live in Hollywood and I don't have a voice to speak?
Yeah.
My agents left me. My commercial agent left. My manager all left me because I went and spoke for our president at the time at the RNC. And that happened to me. Not only it happened to you guys, it happened to everybody. So yeah. Those days are over. And we're creating something spectacular. We're very
totally independent. This is independent.
Right. And this is what we need, because, you know, I was saying this here, Antonio, it's so sad. It seems like that we're living back in the Jim Crow era, the time where it was segregation, where you over here, you over here.
Yeah.
And I say today is sad that we are being discriminated against based on the color of our politics. And it's like, they don't want you on their platforms because they own the social media platforms. Yeah. They own the media. And so they don't want you on their stuff. And how do we create our own stuff?
Yeah.
So when I heard about you, I'm just like, this is what
this
we
is
need.
Phenomenal.
So listen, there were 75 million people that voted for President Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
You ain't going to have no problems growing this. We got to get the word out about this. I am very excited about this.
You know, I was talking to my producers the other day, and we're raising money for our film, which is about $7 million, the budget of the film. But I said, if they can raise millions of dollars for Satan, if they can raise millions of dollars for something that is so dark, you know, that is just trying to get inside and brainwash people, I think God deserves to have some more than that. You know, we're going to raise $100 million. Does God have a limit on money? No. We don't have limits on God. God has got no limit at all. So I say to everybody, don't be scared anymore. Be bold. Yeah. God needs everything. We need to step out as Christians and good folks and go, you know what? We're done with this. You know, why do we have to follow this kind of nonsense? You know, America stands for something greater than that, for freedom, integrity, honor, and all that. So that's what we're doing. We're so passionate, and I haven't slept in weeks, man.
I'm glad you said about what America stands for.
Yeah.
And this is why it is very important to really teach our children at a young age to respect our country, because we stay in the greatest country on earth. They wasn't born no slave. You don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about socialism, about communism. You're not going to know that until someone take those freedoms away. That's why we have to teach our young to respect
About color. They always bring this color thing. I don't remember the last time I saw a slave walk down the street with a ball chain hooked up to the foot. It's like, can we just move on? I want to hire people. I want to work with people, not based on the color. Based on the integrity of who they are as human beings. Yeah. I don't see color. I see everybody as being the son and daughter of Jesus Christ and God itself. That's it. But every day it's always about, oh, we got to do this because of this. Oh, we got to do this because of this color or this thing or this. No, the more you bring it up, you dissect our population.
That's right.
Divide our country. And those days we're in 2021.
Yeah.
There's no racism. If you want to push for racism, go right ahead. You can do that. But in my world, we treat everybody equally.
That's right.
We want to hire people based on their talents.
Right.
You know, so and so much more. And so I think everybody's coming on board. They're signing up, leaving us their emails at conflictstudios.com, because a year from now, we're going to have millions of people who are going to say, you know what, we're going to turn in and log in Conflict Studios because we're done with these people over here.
Wow.
We want to watch good entertainment that our family can watch and be happy about and walk away with something more than just like being taught a lesson how to live your life.
Wow.
I love it.
So with the process, they just sign up. They just go to conflictstudio.com.
Yeah, just leave your email. That's it.
Leave your email.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then from there, they're able to see content?
Yeah. Right now, we're building it. It's a very big endeavor.
So once it launched.
Yeah, we're launching it now. It's being in pre-production. Right now, where we have a lot of investors that are coming to produce this Trailblazer, which is going to open up the entire movie and the film industry in our world and make this happen. So we're working day in and day out.
But let me understand. Okay, so you're starting this first movie. So then what will happen is you'll continue to create other movies and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of will be there.
Listen, girls, we had 20,000 emails come to us in the last month just on people that want to work with us, from grips, makeup artists, stunt coordinators, and they're like, you know what? I want to wear my hat that has an American flag on it. I have to take it off every time I go on set. Or I want to wear my cross. Or I want to talk about this and they're not allowing me. I'm scared to talk. So they all want to work with us. So I said, you know what?
Wow.
God is like, not only gave me the movie and the studio, we're going to have to build a structure right here in Tarpon Springs in Florida with stages and sound stages and give people a place to go and work because they can't do it. They can't do it. They can't be themselves. It's like going to work and hiding who you are. Is that right? That's not right.
Yeah. No, it's not right.
It's not right. And for years, people have been subjected to going along with what they have available instead of going out and developing it for themselves, right, or even creating it for themselves because of fear. Uh-huh. Really, because of fear.
Another thing is, Antonio is creating this. We, you all, have to support it.
Yeah, right.
We don't need to ride back to Hollywood.
Right.
The people that's upset because you're a Trump supporter or you stand for the flag and you
right.
pay jobs. We need to support people that support us.
Support us.
Support each other.
That's right.
And watch the left gonna want to come in. They gonna want to join in. Watch.
It is time to give the loony left a taste of their own bitter medicine.
But not all on the left, because you got some on the left that don't even like being on with it. The radicals.
Yes.
That's right. It's the control of the mind, control of the people. And that's what the globalists around the world, they're trying to do. They're trying to control your way of life.
Yes.
And if they put a stop and they control that, it becomes socialism and communism and all that bad stuff where you can't get out of the door unless you ask permission, or you have to talk about your personal beliefs. You have to ask permission. That's not the country that I love. That's not America.
That's right.
That's not the country I love. Yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh, yeah. We can't let them turn us into a socialist. Well, let me tell you something, Antonio. I am just very excited. I am smiling and grinning from ear to ear.
Yeah.
So tell everybody again, what do you need for them to do?
All right, this is very simple. You guys go to conflictstudios.com and leave us your email. Now, if you're interested in investing into the studio or the movies that we're doing, which is a lot of films or animation, like you said, send us an email through conflictstudios.com and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. But I'm telling you right now, like you said, it's 70, 80 million patriots. Come on board with us because we're building something spectacular. You'll be proud of it. You can see it on the website right now. Everybody's really loving what's going on. Like, we can breathe now. Like, oh man, this is about time, right? Because it's like, if we don't do it, and we're not a production company, we're a full-on television and movie studio. We're going to be bigger than Disney. We're going to be, because God wants it to be that way. It's not about me. It's not about my team. It's for the men upstairs. So we're doing the best we can day in and day out to make this happen. And it's happening right now.
You remind us of us, because we had the opportunity to actually create and build our own social media platform called Chatted, right? Chatted.com. Mm-hmm. And just listening to you speak, that's what's happening here. It's like grassroots. We're building from ground up without using the tools of the left or the devil or whoever you want to call it or whatever you want to call it. We're being independent, doing our own thing, staying in our own lane and giving thanks.
That's what
we're doing.
Thank
so
wow. I'm just very proud.
I'm so
I'm happy and Thank I'm happy to know that this is here.
Yes.
And so you all don't forget conflictstudios.com is where you need to go. Make sure you put in your email address. So once this thing launched, you'll get an email and they'll tell you where to start looking at these fabulous movies and animations and all of this here.
Oh,
I'm very excited about it.
We'll be producing something together. We'll be doing something together. Myself, my team, and you guys, we want you to be on board. We want everybody to be under this umbrella so you feel safe. You don't have to ask questions. You just go and do what you love to do. You'll have your studio. We'll have everything that you need to do. We're building it right now, and it's going to happen. God willing, yes.
And as time goes on and as you continue to get bigger and bigger, I don't want you to get too big where you can't come and see Diamond.
That's
Silver,
right.
Where we can continue to talk about what you're doing and so forth. So promise us that you will come back on the show.
My heart is with you guys, always and forever. Yes, I will be back as many times as you need me to and can continue to do that. I'm blessed to be here with you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Antonio. Antonio Sabato, you all, make sure you go to the website, conflictstudios.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, guys. God bless.
Well, Silk, that was a good conversation with Antonio.
Yes.
You all, please make sure you visit his website at conflictstudio.com. Mm-hmm. That's conflictstudio.com. Yeah. And leave your email address.
That's right.
What a wonderful show. Yeah. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Mm-hmm. So each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise on this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And if you're tired of all of that censorship going on social media platforms, then join Diamond and Silk's new social media platform called Chatit, ChatIt.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
So listen, y'all, we was just coming to give y'all the 2-1-1. We call it the 2-1-1 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.